You've no doubt heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, today on The Christian Working Woman, Mary Lohman's topic is, a promise a day keeps the devil away. I'm Julie Busteed, and we're glad you've joined us today for this practical reminder that there are promises in the Bible to encourage and sustain you.
That's true, Julie. And if we made a habit to each day choose one promise from the thousands that are in the Bible and, you know, just focus on it through the day, I think that practice would go a long way toward lifting our spirits, bringing hope when we're discouraged, making us joyful all day long. I think that's one good way to keep the devil from having victory over us. So I'm going to share 7 promises, one for each day of this week coming up, to get us started on putting this into practice.
Oh, it sounds like a great idea. A good new habit to establish in our lives. Let's hear the 7 promises you've chosen for us this next week.
A promise a day keeps the devil away. Well, I believe that's true. So I'm going to give you 7 promises to get you started for this week that's ahead, a week where you can know victory over the onslaughts that the enemy throws your way. Then you can easily find 7 more and just keep doing this every week. So 1 promise now for each day, and let's start with tomorrow, Sunday. And that promise is from Isaiah 54, verse 10. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. Seems like this year behind us has shaken our foundations, doesn't it? Our normal lives have been turned upside down, and we don't even yet know what our new normal is going to look like. Many of our freedoms have been taken from us, and we've been isolated and frightened a lot. Sure feels like our mountains are shaking, and the hills we once knew and loved have been removed. Could that be where you are today? Well, here's God's promise for you for Sunday. His unfailing love has not been and never will be shaken, and nothing or no one can take his peace from you. The Lord, the creator of the universe, has compassion on you. Claim it today, because it is true. It is his promise to you, and his promises never fail. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, as we read in 2 Corinthians. Now here's your promise for Monday, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. I said that a promise a day would keep the devil away, right? So here's the promise you can claim for protection from the evil one. The Lord will strengthen you. Maybe you feel like your strength is just about gone. Perhaps you've been defeated lately by some temptation, some sin, and time and again your good intentions to resist the devil have just failed. Here's your promise for Monday. The Lord is faithful, and he will give you the strength and will protect you from the evil one. You've failed because you don't have the strength in yourself. None of us do. So just claim this promise for Monday. God, you are faithful. Please strengthen me and protect me from all those arrows that the devil keeps sending my way. Take this promise with you, quote it, and claim it. It's there for you. But what about Tuesday? Is there a promise for you on Tuesday? You bet. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Fear is usually at the root of most of our concerns, is it not? That's why over and over and over in Scripture, God says to his people, to you and to me, do not be afraid. He speaks to us as a loving parent whose child is afraid of the dark. That parent knows there's no need for fear, but she also knows that her child is nonetheless afraid of it. So she says with all tenderness and care, don't be afraid. Well, you have a heavenly Father who speaks to you in his compassion and love for you. There's no need for you to be afraid. I'm going with you. I will always be with you. Nothing can separate you from me. Be strong. Don't be afraid. What are you facing that has you gripped by fear? Who has terrified you by lies and threats? On this day, claim this promise. You are not alone, never, ever. And if the Lord is for you, who can be against you? You have every reason to be strong and courageous because you have this promise from the true God, the only God. Take it as yours. Now you're at midweek, Wednesday. I don't know, but sometimes Wednesdays seem interminable, don't they? The weekend seems a long way off and the doldrums set in. You need a promise for Wednesday, and here it is from Isaiah 58:11. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Even in your dry moments, even on those days when your spirits are low and you're discouraged, even in a place that is sun-scorched, right there where you may not want to be, the Lord will satisfy you and put springs of His life-giving water inside of you. If life seems joyless, maybe even purposeless to you right now, take this promise from Isaiah 58:11 and make it your own. This is your Wednesday promise, but it works every day of every week. In the midst of your desert, the Lord will make you like a garden, a well-watered garden, springing up right there where you are. Claim this promise for yourself. Now here is your Thursday promise, John 5:24. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes on him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. The Bible clearly tells us how to know that we have eternal life. We must confess our sins, believe Jesus is the only way to God, and trust his death, burial, and resurrection for our redemption. Here's the promise Jesus gives you and me. If you have heard his word and believed God who sent him, you have eternal life, and your sins will not condemn you. Do you have any doubts about your salvation? If you have done what Jesus told you to do, confessed your sins and believed in him, this promise is for you. Jesus says you have crossed over from death to life, and furthermore, no one can pluck you out of his hands, and nothing can separate you from his love. This is your Thursday promise. Repeat it. Believe it. It's for you. Your Friday promise is Proverbs 2:6-7. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. God promises to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and he will hold success in store for you as you walk with him in purity and in love. Maybe you're struggling with your career, or maybe you're in school and that's proving difficult. Claim this promise that the Lord will give you wisdom. He can make you wise. I have prayed for wisdom for years, and I remember once some years ago after I made a decision, and I realized that was a good decision. I have to tell you that many of my decisions made on my own without God's wisdom have been pretty bad. So recognizing a good decision was a big deal for me. And as I thought about it, the Spirit of God reminded me, you've been praying for wisdom, and God answers prayer. You probably don't think of yourself as wise, but here's God's promise for you today. Walk with God, hold fast to Him, and He will make you wise. He will give you success. Claim it. And then our last day, Saturday, and here's the promise in John 14:27 from our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world does. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. No better words were ever spoken by our Lord, were they? He gives us peace, His peace, lasting peace, and therefore you have no reason to be troubled or afraid. Won't you take this promise and live in its truth in a world that's troubled on every hand, with people all around us who are frightened like never before? We can claim this promise of peace from our Lord and take that witness to a world in desperate need of peace. Notice that the peace of Jesus is not like other kinds of peace. The world's peace is flimsy and temporary. It never lives up to its promise. We think that having this or that will give us peace, or when we reach a certain success, that will give us peace. When we find the right person, he or she will give us peace. Jesus makes it clear that he gives peace that the world cannot give you. His peace is permanent and lasting because he is our peace. Claim that promise and live in its joy. Well, I've given you 7 promises for next week, 1 for each day, or you can claim them all every day. There are tons more in the Bible, and you'll find one that touches your exact need and gives you hope and joy and endurance and peace. As you claim these and other promises, remember not to doubt, for we read in Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Our God is faithful. We're in turbulent times, and many are facing troubles and challenges like never before. More than ever, we need to cling to the promises of God. I remember an old hymn we sang when I was a kid, "Standing on the Promises," and one verse says, "Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God, I shall prevail." Standing on the promises of God. You can prevail, you can make it, because the promises of God are true, and he is faithful. And 2 Corinthians 5:1 reminds us, "Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." As you stand on God's promises, these 7 and all the thousands of others, remember that since you have all these promises, since you have a God who cares for you personally, and because you have a Savior who paid the price for your redemption and promises you eternal life, since you have all these promises, it should cause you to get rid of anything that's contaminating your body and spirit. Paul wrote to the Ephesians not to give the devil a foothold, and when you claim a promise a day, that goes a long way towards shutting the door on his foot. So what we've done is prepared a handout for you with these 7 promises just to help you remember to claim a promise a day starting tomorrow. You'll find it on our website along with a copy of this devotional. So just go to ChristianWorkingWoman.org and print out the promise sheet. And then take it with you all week and put this new habit into your life of claiming God's promises. This is a win-win any way you look at it. So I really hope you'll take this challenge. Remember, you'll find a copy of the 7 promises I've covered today, along with a copy of this devotional, on our website. So go right there today and get it. And remember, a promise a day keeps the devil away.
That's a great help, Mary. We'll look for that on our website, ChristianWorkingWoman.org. We want to invite you to join us next Saturday, June 19th, for our Zoom get-together. We'll be exploring what the Bible has to say about lamenting. You'll find more information and registration on our site, ChristianWorkingWoman.org. Thanks so much for spending some of your time with us today. We are here to encourage, equip, and empower Christ followers in their workplace. If you have a prayer need, we would be privileged to pray for you. Please contact us through our website or give us a call at 630-462-0552. This is Julie Bastide for Mary Lohman, thanking you for joining us today on The Christian Working Woman.